Ermine was the best player, well, some of the better players that were in your club at the time that you played.
Oh, there's a lot of good players in the club. Li Ning, Quinn Yip was the best one, you know. He just got the ball. He could walk through all over the whole team and score. He left us for one season. He got to play for the UPC. And one time he would represent the BC to play against the Scottish team. Gu Yip is good. He's fast. See, we kick a long ball, he chase the ball, he score goal. Li Ning, Dok Yip, they all good player before. Fu Yip, fullback. And then later on, we got the Louis brothers. Charlie Louis, Jackson Louis, Tong Louis, Bill Louis, and Quan Louis. And then there's the Kam Yao. See, they're pretty good. And then the Soon boys, Jack Soon, Freddie Soon, Charlie Soon, and Teddy Soon, four brothers. Oh, they're all good players. They're really good. See? Lots of good players before. If you don't have those players, we never make it. Guo Cheng is a big guy, big fullback. Gee, he's really good. See? Frank Wong and all those guys, they really be good player. I play goal, but they give me lots of support, you see. What they can stop them, the ball come to me, I just grab him and kick him out. See, seeing I'm short and goal, I'm only 5 feet five, you know. They try to kick over my head, get in the goal, but all over the bar. They try the low one. I don't care how long, how fast. I just grab it. See, I'm fast on the low shot. See, so we win game. It's tough to play against a big guy like the UPC or the North Shore. The old experienced player. You gotta be good to stop them. See, we try to lots of goal, try to put them in goal. Taller guy, bigger guy. But they just couldn't make it. He said, every time the spoon, you don't go and play, we're not going to see you. We're going to lose the game anyway. You see? My God, they still have confidence in me. See? If I'm a little bit taller, about 6 feet tall, I still be playing. I got good judgment. As soon as the kick, I don't know where the ball come from. I don't know where to go and stop him. One time I stopped two penalties in a row. Penalty shot, 10 yards, you play goal, you got to study the other player, how he kick penalty. One team, only one for the kick penalty. You watch him play once, he kick it right side, they always on the right side. See, you play against him, as soon as you just kick the penalty kick, you go still right the right side, you grab them. But sometimes you don't learn that thing, goalkeeper, you know. You kick the ball so fast, you got to be prepared, see, and stop them. Figure out where the ball come from, where they go, see.
What was some of the toughest games you played?
Eh?
What was some of the toughest games you played?
Oh, toughest games we played, we played against the Kremlin, the Women's League champion. They're big guy, heavy, they don't want to lose, you see. They're always fighting. One game play hour and a half. We play about 3 hours that game. Stop the game and fight all the time. Toughest game. Another toughest game is play the national. In the third game. See, they're the top of the league. We play them all. See, we not scared them, you know. We got big guys too. Yip, this good player. See, he tackled the policeman. Knock him to the sidewalk, break his leg. See? They learn Kung Fu in Wing Seng, you know? They all learn Kung Fu. He's a policeman, 6 feet six, about 210 pounds coming there. He pushed him. Oh, he's about 210 pounds too. Big guy, Yip. Oh, see?
Well, what were some, like, do you get into any fights yourself?
Eh?
Did you get into any
fights? No. Well, I not get into fight, no fight. I don't care. I just play the game, you see. I'm not big enough to fight anyway, see.
Do people yell at you?
All the big guys fight. We don't hear many fight. We other, as soon as they start the fight, all the spectators will come along here to stop them. One time we got the poor referee, see? The spectators chased the referee for two blocks, just hit him. See, he's so mad, the spectator, because he called everything wrong against us, see? We score goals and just not allowed, see? They got the penalty, they wouldn't give it to us. So the spectators get so mad after the game, they chase them two blocks because they have police protection.
Well, did you remember the game?
Yeah.
Do you remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you tell me the whole game, okay? Oh, start from the beginning.
I'm not going to tell. It's just the fight, that's all.
Okay, who were you playing with?
We played the Art Monument. Art Monument team. Oh, really a tough game to play against them. They're a good team. But sometimes the referee is very poor. But we got good referee sometimes too. We don't want them on our side. Just fair, that's all, see? We don't want them, see? We got the field referee who don't give them the damn for anything. Just play fair, see?
The spectators that chase that referee.
Oh, the main thing. Sometimes they can't control them, see? They're out of order, see?
Well, the spectators that chased that referee, were they all Chinese or were they not?
Oh, both of them, Chinese and white people too. They know the game. They know it's not fair, see? So sometimes we lose the game like that, it's no good. See, we should have win or then we lose. The hand touched the ball in the penalty area, he said he don't see him. See, everybody still saw it, but he don't see him. See, I forgot the referee's name now. Is it too long? The red hair guy, by God, he's the worst. Every time from now on, we play game, we don't want him, the referee. We send a letter to the league, we don't want the referee.
What were some of the worst fights that you see?
All the worst fights, see, I told you before that Hong Yip knocked down two policemen on the ground. Muddy day too, rainy day, all wet come up and take his pants out, see, hey, you know who I am? I'm a policeman, see? Oh, he don't know he's a policeman, see? That's the worst fight. Chin Mun, another Chinese supporter, he's always ready for the fight. He's a big guy, always right. Anything happens, he go in the first. So either fight or stop the fight, see? Oh, them are the days you're Chinese. See, you all ask all the old-timers. They are 70 years, 75 years old, they all know. Nothing about that stuff or anything. I make just a cup of tea or coffee, eh?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, every time we play the football team, sometimes we talk Chinese in the game. We talk Chinese to the other team, they can't do that because we don't know what they're talking about. So they send a letter to the club, tell the president of the club to stop the Chinese talking Chinese. Then we up in the meeting, we tell them, but we are not allowed you to talk English. We don't understand English. We don't know what you're talking about, too. See? So the thing is dissolved. See, allow us to talk Chinese. See, some spectator in the field, you know, all talk Chinese. Oh, not allowed to talk Chinese. We brought to the league meeting, you see. Oh, we talk our language. We can't speak English. What can I do? Well, you speak English, we don't understand you. Same thing, see? So everything is off. See? Both sides. See?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a little bit more.
Not to tell about Redmond. He always follows the game. See? We start to win. Every time he's on the game, he finishes the game. Last minute play before he go home. Ring or shine, he's always there. See? They never miss a game yet. And another fella, a white fella, old man, about 64 years old. See? He got very much money, you know, before no old pension. He just take $5 and bet on the Chinese to win. If the Chinese win, he eat. If the Chinese lose that game, he don't eat, you see? He always bet on Chinese. But we win 4 out of 5 games, you see? In the long run, he make his money. that's true. Always bet. Took $5 out and want to bet. Chinese win. If we win, Chinese win, he eat. If Chinese lose, he don't eat.
This Reverend, you say that he give you a prayer?
I forgot his name, the Reverend, but he, Jack Soon, one of our prayer, he's the best, he like him the best, you see? Always Jack Soon, follow Jack Soon around, see? He's a good player, see?
So he gave you a prayer every time?
Oh, yeah, he pray us to win. See, no wonder we win so many games today. The cup game, win every game. Anytime play cup game, you lose one game, you're out, you know. No chance to come back. You got to win every one of them. We pay a Hotel Vancouver, the most wealthy team in the league. They brought all the good players from England. In the league game, we can't beat them. In the cup game, we beat them. We pay the man to man. One man, play one man, we don't let them go around. We beat them. See? 3-1. That's the game. They're all country player, good player. See, league game we can't beat them because we don't play so hard. But the league game, see, we do or die.
So this Reverend actually, like he before
oh,
he give you a prayer.
Oh yeah, he always there. Never miss a game. Ring or shine. If he's not there, he must be sick. See.
What was the biggest game that in spectators? How many people came to your biggest game?
The biggest game is the Air Force Cup, you see. The first game, they played a doubleheader. We played the second game. The first game play overtime, and the second game we play is overtime. So the Kanzong Park, there was a whole about 3,000 or 4,000 people, but all the seats are occupied. They stand up on the side and the back there, about 3 or 4 deep. Even the aisle walk around there, all filled up. And the big band playing there, you know, half time. Oh, there were about 6,000 or 7,000 people were around there, easy. See? The Chinese Council opened the ball there, kicked the ball.
How many Chinese do you think was there?
Oh, Chinese, about 3/4 of the Chinese. Whole Chinatown go there. $100 an hour to take it place. To what? Nobody want to take the money. They all go to see the game. Big shots, some store close ago. Close the store. Go see the game. See? Lots of people don't want to go to work. Oh, them were the days. Well, after we win the cup, Air Force Cup or Mainland Cup, we do the same thing. We carry the ball, the cup in the open car, go through Hastings Street and run Chinatown 2 or 3 times. Everybody cheer. Just, oh, gee. It was lots of noise in the Chinatown. The fight cracking and everything. They all go and give us a welcome. We really, it's a big day. See? We back to Chinatown about 8 o'clock. We won't finish the fireworks till about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. See? all the streets are crowded. Most Chinese, the whole Chinatown were happy as anything.
So you were heroes?
Oh, we all heroes, not me, but everybody. See, one man can't do a thing. You got to be the whole team with, you see? So
How's your Chinatown? Did they give you free dinner and everything?
Oh, the Chinese, we get so much money from the gig, you know? We buy one restaurant, tea, everything going free for the customer, for the spectator. You're going to eat and come out, no pay. We pay them all because we get lots of money from the gig. We give back to some to our spectator. See? We eat, we join the party, ask them to join the party. Buy the whole restaurant, not just one night.
You mean that, as the gate receipts, you get a share of it?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Oh, well, you get so much benefits, you get about $3,000. You pay 15% for the ground. The rest, just the winner get 60%. The loser get 40%. See? $1,000, we get 600, they get 400. See, you get about $4,000, and we get so much money, we just put up about a couple hundred dollars for buy all the changao, everything, for the spectators to enjoy themselves. They support us, we can support them for a while. See? It was fun.
How much money would be the cost of getting in to see the game?
Oh, it's the children, 75 cents. The adult is $1 before. Now it's more now, you see.
Well, in terms of that, you're talking about like the big games, right?
Yeah, the cup game. See, you take about 5,000 people, you get $5,000. You split it.
How about regular league game? You don't pay, right?
Regular game is collection. See, you somebody get a box of one collection, about $7-$8 sometimes, $40-$50. It's a good day, more people go, you get more. Rainy day, you get less.
So who gets all that money, or do you split it?
If we play in close park, you got to pay to get in. The outside park, we just collection, you see.
So like home games, for instance, do you get all the money?
The home game, we get all the money. Their home game, they get all the money. See? And some of the cups kick about it, you see? Said, you put the Chinese team on the good ground, you see? We play outside, you see? Said, the Chinese get about $100 a game. You get nothing, not even enough to pay the referee, you see? So, do you want to go there and play for nothing, see?
How much you pay the referee?
Oh, $5 referee. $2.50 for a linesman run the line. And $3 for run up the ground, see? Shot us. See? Them day, now it's different, you know, see? See, it's a $14 game now. We have to pay $1. Gee, cheap, what's a soccer game? Good game like that. And overtime too. 2 hours. See? Now you're going to white cap, you're going to pay $14.
Okay, I'm going to ask again now. When do you regularly play a game? I know you play Wednesdays, right? Is it Wednesday evening?
Wednesday afternoon. Before the store closes Wednesday, 12 o'clock. So the player will get off 2:30. We play at 2:30. Wood Spencer, all the team play in the Wednesday league, you know. Fireman, Crimo, see? So we join the Wednesday league.
Oh, so you're telling me that Wednesday, the stores close early?
Wednesday. The store closed Wednesday. Also closed Wednesday, 12 o'clock before.
Why is this?
Well, that's the law before. See, Wednesday, half day. Oh. See, before.
How about Chinatown, same thing?
Chinatown never closed, you know that. See, Sunday, holiday, everything, they never close. So how does it work? The Chinese.
So how you get the boys to go out to play the team?
Go to school. afterward, before we get some wood in the vegetable store, we get asked about to give him 2 or 3 hours off, you see.
Well, how about, how do you get off school? You know, you go to school half day on Wednesday, too?
Oh, half day on Wednesday.
Really?
Eh?
How about regular day is what? School day is what?
What?
What is the regular school day? Is it normally like...
No, half day. We're working in the grocery store, fruit store, see?
But when you play with the Wednesday League, okay, and yeah. You were still in school...
They're not school kids, but we're working.
So when you play with Wednesday League, you were not in school?
No, not in school. Mm-hmm. Not out of school. Well, the vegetable store.
How about when you were going to school? What time were you playing? What time, what day were you playing?
The time playing Wednesday League at 2:30.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday League 2:30 now. Yeah. But how about when you were still in school, right?
Eh?
When you were still in school,
yeah.
What day and what time do you play?
Oh, Saturday.
What time?
We play Saturday. Yes, 2:30. Always on 2:30. Play Saturday, you see? And Sunday. Sometimes Saturday, sometimes Sunday.